It's 82 degrees in Nashville. We are still under an extreme heat warning in Middle Tennessee. That has been extended until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the very least, although it's very possible that could be extended. The National Weather Service is projecting that the heat index, that feels like temperature, will stay in the triple digits, around 110, 109 degrees or so, all the way through the end of the weekend. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. In response to this week's Supreme Court ruling upholding birthright citizenship, Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogles has introduced a bill that would narrow who qualifies. The legislation, called the Anchors Away Act, would limit citizenship to babies born in the country with at least one parent who's a citizen, a lawful permanent resident, or an immigrant with legal status serving in the military. The bill would also bar pregnant people from entering the country if they aren't married to a U.S. citizen. That would include people entering as tourists. In statements on social media, Ogles suggested birthright citizenship is used to, quote, embed foreigners in American society. He said he believes immigrants are colonizing the United States and that ending birthright citizenship is necessary to save the country's sovereignty. Tensions around AI in the music industry have crescendoed again because of revelations in a recent article from The Atlantic magazine. It focused on a unique search tool that allows musicians all over the world to search and try to determine whether their songs have been used without consent. Nashville-based digital strategist Charles Alexander understood the widespread interest in the search tool.
To the best of my recollection, unless you work in this space, this was one of the first events where there really was a public-facing interface to what could possibly be used to train these models. I think it's natural, if you are a creator and a writer and an artist and a musician, to kind of go, oh my God, it's in this database, therefore it's been used.
Alexander says the reality is more complicated, and he's advising artists to be more proactive on the front end to know the terms that come with various online services when they share music. Later this hour, senior music writer Julie Height helps explain the new revelations and next steps toward giving musicians greater agency in the AI era. A former scout for the Tennessee Titans has been found guilty of murder. A Nashville jury convicted Blaze Taylor of poisoning the mother of his unborn child by lacing a drink with alcohol and a large amount of cocaine. Jade Benning died in February 2023, and she was 6 months pregnant at the time. The fetus did not survive. The Tennessean reports Taylor had not reacted positively to word of Benning's pregnancy. And during the trial, a previous girlfriend testified that during college, he'd explored ways of poisoning another woman to end her pregnancy. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.